The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, November 15th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you as always for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, "And Captive We Go to the Latest Puppet Show." Yes, we've seen them forever, folks, ad nauseum, ever since we've been breathing air on this planet. All throughout the relatively short history of this nation, a mere 246 years, the puppet shows. The puppets dancing on the strings of their invisible handlers, playing out their scripts in print, on television, in movies, inescapable unless you are either maybe, well, Amish, live on a desert island, or maybe you know Scotty personally and ask him to beam you up. The JFK assassination. By the way, this is the 59th anniversary of that fateful day. But the JFK assassination, the puppets acting their scripts, Lee Harvey Oswald, the lone nut gunman, the script written by their handlers, 9/11, 19 hijackers with box cutters hijacked 4 airliners, and blah, 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 and terrorists may be hiding under your bed, so be afraid, be very afraid. Saddam's got weapons of mass destruction, and we've got to get him there before we see a mushroom cloud over here. Thank you, Condoleezza Rice and others. The 2020 election was the most secure election in history, and if you don't believe that, you're a terrorist. Ditto for 2022, by the way. The jab is 95% effective in stopping COVID, and, well, they're 74% effective, and, well, it's 57% effective to, well, you won't be hospitalized, your symptoms will be lessened, but roll up your sleeves anyway as well, because we're the government and we're here to help. Inflation and current gas prices are Putin's fault because it's Putin's price hike that did it. And the crisis on the border, there's no crisis on the border, the borders are closed, just ask Alejandro Mayorkas and Kamala Harris. Well, I have a question. If the mainstream media repeated a narrative that the sky was really green, how many wokies do you think would believe it? And if you politely tried to point out to them that the sky's actually blue, well, they'd have a meltdown and call you an extremist. Yes, the puppets continue to perform, the pundits continue to parrot, the scripts keep getting worse while the audience, at least most of them, zombie their way through life consuming turd-light mainstream narratives for their illusion of reality. While we, the enlightened few, are on the heels of the November 8th serving up of the big club's doo-doo with a cherry on top, i.e. the midterm selection. Once again, while the wokies sleep, are having our intelligence insulted with the latest served up gourmet of caca on a skewer, FTX with Sam Bankman-Fried, which I will later refer to as Howdy, and Carolyn Ellison, its ditzy girlfriend, which I will later refer to as Duty, allegedly steering the ship. But as my report tonight unfolds, I think it will become increasingly clear that both Howdy and Duty were simply having their puppet strings pulled by their handler, Buffalo Bob, i.e. a high-level member of that big club that we're not in, folks. So on the TV show Mad Money, alleged financial expert Jim Cramer, we've all heard of him, said that Sam Bankman-Fried, whatever you call him, or SBF, he doles out credit lines to save crypto institutions and called Fried the new J.P. Morgan of all people. Fortune magazine ran Fried on their cover, calling him the next Warren Buffett. Everybody was on board, folks, building this guy up as to the smartest financial guy on the planet. Well, this guy must have been Jeffrey Epstein's twin as well. Because just like Jeffrey, rubbing shoulders with celebrities like former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair and Bill Clinton, creating the illusion of legitimacy, everyone privy to crypto was building this guy up as some kind of financial wizard. Which is exactly, by the way, what he turned out to be. A wizard. A trickster. A magician. A charlatan. But not really. Once the proverbial curtain is pulled back, I think we will conclude that SBF wasn't the man behind the curtain. He was simply the smokescreen bellowing the loud and stern dictates being consumed, commanding the attention of Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, whilst Toto, biting into that curtain with his doggy teeth, pulled it back, revealing the real controller. So we're going to do the same tonight, folks. Just like Toto, we're going to bite into that curtain with some teeth and see if we can expose the real players pulling the levers. And I'll start with this. It appears to me as if Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, was no more than a well-connected, propped-up amphetamine addict put in a position to run a scam operation for the benefit of his handlers while untold billions were lost to vast amounts of investors. The privileged players profited handsomely from the scam, and some even used their ill-gotten gains to influence the midterm elections. I'll get to that later, but first, a November 14th article from Entrepreneur Magazine with the headline written by Lakshmi Varanasi, and it's titled, FTX's Crypto Empire Was Reportedly Run by a bunch of roommates in the Bahamas who dated each other, that helped trigger the company's sudden collapse. And CoinDesk reported last Thursday that FTX was run by a, quote, a cabal of roommates, end quote. Now, just a couple of excerpts here. The whole operation was run by a gang of kids in the Bahamas, citing a source who was familiar with the matter. And those sources told CoinDesk that both operations were run by Bankman-Fried's inner circle of 10 roommates. All of them either, or have been, paired up in romantic relationships with one another. And the consensus among all the sources was that it's a place full of conflicts of interest, nepotism, and lack of oversight. So let's take a quick look at a few of Bankman-Fried's, or later referred to as SBS Dream Team, shall we? A member of Fried's inner circle was Caroline Ellison, Duty. His appointed CEO of Alameda Investments, that's his sister company that worked in collusion with FTX to make fraudulent valuations. Oh, and what a surprise, he was dating this appointed Alameda CEO. Yes, folks, his numbnut girlfriend couldn't be more than age 25 and looks and talks as if she is president of a Silicon Valley geeks club. Have a listen. Go ahead and play clip one, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely could pull it off without my math degree. Use very little math. Use a lot of, like, elementary school math. Being comfortable with risk is very important. We tend not to have things like stop losses. I think those aren't necessarily a great risk management tool. Trying to think of a good example of a trade where I've lost a ton of money. Well, I don't know. I probably don't want to go into specifics too much with that.
All right, so you heard it directly.
Yeah. Well, she giggles like a ballet girl that flunked out of high school, folks. To quote her, she made valuations using elementary school math. Now, you just heard from the CEO of Alameda Investments, who, by the way, is nowhere to be found at the moment. This is Fried's sister company, Howdy. Howdy and Duty, remember that. Fried's sister company, supposedly the most advanced and sophisticated market maker trading and investment company of more than $10 billion, and not only admits she has no math degree and used very little math, didn't use any complex math or stock losses, as they aren't deemed great risk management tools. Really? She doesn't choose to cite an example of a trade where she lost a ton of money. Yeah, you heard it, folks, right from her own lips. Now, it begs the question, then exactly where did you obtain your financial expertise, Caroline, or excuse me, Duty? Well, I'll answer that question a bit later, folks. Oh, oops, my bad. I just found her financial expertise in this April 5th, 2021 Twitter post. Listen to this, and I quote, and this is from her lips, or from her Twitter, "Nothing like regular amphetamine use to make you appreciate how dumb a lot of normal, non-medicated human experience is." Mm-hmm, I see. That's where she got it. Amphetamine use. Yes, folks, lack of sleep and likely multiple hallucination. Of course, that goes along with lack of sleep, folks. It's what happens when you overuse amphetamines and don't sleep for days on end. This, folks, is supposedly one of the brainchilds behind the amazing FTX, Alameda Investments, and good old Sammy Boy. Howdy, if you will. Sammy Boy Bankman-Fried. Yes, I can see Buffalo Bob pulling Howdy and Doody's strings right now, and I'm not even hallucinating. More on that later as well. This clown show would make even Bernie Madoff blush, folks. So you have a bunch of drug addict boobs who have no idea what risk management is, handling billions of dollars of high-profile money. Amazing. And we are to believe, based upon numerous mainstream articles and interviews with so-called financial experts, that this group of drug-addled bozos with their leader SBF, Howdy, was somehow the next J.P. Morgan, according to Jim Cramer and other mainstream parroting idiots. But the real question is, who exactly was behind this? Who was pulling the strings? In an operation such as FTX and Alameda, it takes money, and lots of it, to run such an operation. Yet, whenever Fried was asked where the money came from, he would shuck and jive and duck and dodge and never answer the question. This also holds true for his co-founding partner, Gary Wang. And surprisingly, no one can find anything, financial or otherwise, on Gary. Sounding more like F.P. Epstein's hedge fund enterprise by the minute, isn't it? So let's take a look at Sammy's co-founder, Gary Wang. Now, Wang is listed on the board of advisors for a company called Sequoia Capital US/Europe. And by the way, Sequoia is now reporting a loss of approximately $425 million on their FTX investment. And strangely, when you look at a photo depicted by Sequoia of its advisory board, Gary Wang is the only photo that shows him with his back to the camera in front of a computer. His face is not shown. A bit clandestine, I would have to conclude. And then we see a headline out of Forbes magazine on just this past week, on November 11th, by Matt Durrott. At least 20 billionaires got burnt by Sam Bankman or Bankman-Fried and FTX co-founder Gary Wang. And by the way, all these articles that I refer to, folks, are all listed on the RBN website. The title of that is "At Least 20 Billionaires Got Burnt by Sam Bankman-Fried." So, and then we have, get this, FTX chief regulatory officer and their attorney, Dan Friedberg, who, well, for those in the know of the world of online poker, was one of the attorneys representing the owner of two online betting companies convicted of cheating players out of $50 million through the companies called Absolute Poker, this is back in 2007, and Ultimate Bet in 2008, both avoiding gaming laws by being located in Costa Rica. The short of it is, in the end, the defendants were found guilty, and ultimately the DOJ shut down and seized the domain names. But a year after the trial ended, a three-hour audio tape emerged containing a conversation between the defendants and their two attorneys. This is prior to the guilty verdict. Their two attorneys, in which the conversation revolved around the specifics of the cheating and the various ways that it possibly could be covered up. And one of those conspiring attorneys, it seems, well, Dan Friedberg. So we've obviously got some really shady players here, but there's more. It gets better, folks. This is where it starts to touch on politics. Now, I want you to follow me on this. April 25th, 2019, Creepy Joe Biden announces his presidential campaign. And just 13 days later, on May 8th, 2019, Howdy SBF, who, by the way, is the son of Barbara Fried, who is the co-founder of political fundraising organizations, they launch FTX Crypto Exchange. The exchange, of course, is an overnight success, and Howdy SBF becomes, wait for it, the biggest donor to Biden, second only to Georgie Boy Soros himself. Possible connection? Maybe. Well, so let's take a little bit of a look further. Let's look at Howdy's parents. Barbara Fried, his mother, is an attorney in charge of, wait for it, tax policy, property theory, and political theory. Joe Bankman, his father, also an attorney. His writings on tax policy cover progressivity and the role of tax in Silicon Valley startups. And this guy gained wide attention for his works regarding how government might control the use of tax shelters and has testified before Congress and other legislative bodies on tax compliance problems posed by the cash economy. In other words, a proponent and advocate of digital currency. Remember that executive order signed by Biden back in March of this year with the subject matter being investigation and reporting on the future implementation of digital currency? And by the way, both of Howdy's parents just happened to be very heavy donors to the Democratic Party's super PACs. And of course, then we have the Valley Girl, Doody, who allegedly was the CEO of Howdy's sister company, Alameda. Caroline's parents, her father, Glenn Ellison, a professor at MIT, just happens to have close ties to Gary Gensler, another former professor at MIT. And what a surprise, Gensler just happens to be the head of the SEC. Currently, folks. Now, Howdy SBF graduated from MIT, where both Caroline's father and Gary Gensler were professors. So let's play Alice in Wonderland for a bit and dive even deeper down into the rabbit hole. What about the globalist ties? FTX was listed as a World Economic Forum partner. Only to be removed, by the way, from the World Economic Forum website on November the 14th, just a week ago. Obviously to hide affiliation. But Howdy, SBF, was also a speaker at Davos last May. Can't hide that connection, Klaus Schwab. And Sam Bankman-Fried's brother Gabriel created Influence Watch, which is a 501c3 guarding against, guess what, folks, pandemics. Oh, so now we've got the ongoing plandemic jab scam weaved into the mix. What a surprise. And from their website description, they are a left-leaning advocacy created in 2020 to, get this, folks, support legislation that increases government investment in pandemic prevention plans. In other words, lobbying for the jab, folks. Now, Influence Watch, co-founded by Sammy Boy and his brother Gabriel Bankman-Fried, supported a specific proposal by the Biden administration to allocate $30 billion in federal funding for the containment of future pandemics. Influence Watch, 501c3 tax-exempt grifters, folks. Think Patrice Cullors and Black Lives Matter. That's along the same lines. Now, they also have a super PAC raising money for the Democratic Party called Guarding Against Pandemics PAC. I hear a break coming up. We'll be back. More to come. Just getting warmed up.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So Republicans will control the House and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. Yeah, Sammy Boy's parents also have a super PAC raising money for the Democratic Party, and the PAC is called Guarding Against Pandemics. And from July 19th, 2021 to October 19th, 2022, they've raised about $400,000 for the Democratic Party. Now, Howdy, SBF, dumped $40 million into the Democratic Party leading up to the midterms, just prior to the FTX bankruptcy. And by the way, in the digging that I did, $2.5 million of that went to none other than Mitch McConnell's PAC, okay? I didn't have time to go into all of the rabbit holes or go down all the rabbit holes on that one. But yeah, $2.5 million for a little the turtle. So let's summarize what we have so far. Howdy, SBF's parents work in legal areas trying to ban cash and enforce tax policy, and they're also major financial bundlers raising money for Democratic super PACs. And Gabe, his brother, co-founded a business with him to hopefully obtain money from the government, along with donating back to, guess who, the Democratic Party. And SBF also has ties to the regulatory body, i.e. the SEC, through his girlfriend's father, Glenn or his girlfriend's father, Glenn Ellison. Now, here's a published excerpt from the publication Coinpedia titled FTX CEO in Connection with SEC Chair Gary Gensler. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, all of these that I allude to are posted on the RBN website, so you can go read them in their entirety, folks. And this excerpt says, it is a known fact that Gensler was a professor at MIT where he offered a course on blockchain and money, which stresses on use of blockchain technology. And during his MIT career, Gensler was in close connection with Glenn Ellison and FTX CEO Caroline, or Duty, Ellison. She is the daughter of Glenn Ellison. All of this coincidentally starting just days after Biden's presidential announcement, and he became Biden's second largest donor. And if that's not enough, folks, to make your BS meter have an epileptic seizure, let's throw his aunt into the mix, Linda P. Fried, listed right on the World Economic Forum website as a scientist and epidemiologist from, guess where? The Johns Hopkins Medical Institute. Yeah, it's the same institute that took part in the pre-pandemic games that were ran before the pandemic came out. Remember Event 201, folks, with good old Billy Boy Gates? It's a big club, and we're not in it, folks. And then we have this little jewel out of Newsmax. Dem mega donor with Ukraine ties is under federal investigation. Just Google it. You'll find it. That article, the Ukrainian government launched a cryptocurrency donation website back in March, right around the same time that executive order came out, that was backed by, well, guess who? FTX, with ties to the Ukrainian government, with Zelensky, with SEC's Gensler, with the Democratic Party, and all these people supporting the jab. Are you starting to see why the members of the big club are throwing money hand over fist at Ukraine to allegedly protect their borders while leaving ours wide open? Is it all starting to make any sense to you, folks? We're being scammed. We're not only just being scammed, I'm talking about we the people, but we're being bent over and financially raped by these people. These are the people that are so-called respected leaders. And then we have another beauty out of the Wall Street on Parade, dated November the 15th. And this is where bankrupt FTX money went. $74 million for Caribbean real estate. $59 million to politicians. Notice it doesn't depict which party, because Mitch McConnell's in there and he's Republican. Tens of millions to big law and, of course, some celebrity endorsements. So which party was getting greased in kickbacks from all those valiant Ukraine war efforts totaling, God only knows, the countless billions, over 70, but by now as much as 100 billion, allegedly to protect their borders from the Ruskies, while they leave our borders wide open? So, which party? Well, wait for it. Both parties. Yes, folks, they're both in on the scam. $36 million to Democrats, $23 million to Republicans, including $2.5 million to the Senate Leadership Fund controlled by the turtle, Mitch McConnell. And by the way, as of November 16th, Senate Republicans voted to retain Mitch McConnell, representative from Kentucky, as the minority leader. You know, the guy who wouldn't support either Carrie Lake or Blake Masters in the midterms? The guy that was just busted taking Zelensky's kickbacks from FTX? This is unbelievable, folks. Now, for any of you... I hear the music. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come. Got a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take that call when I get back, even though I haven't opened the phone lines yet. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Hosog, your host, with a whole lot more to cover. Now, I haven't opened the phones lines yet, but I hate to leave people waiting on the line if they call in. So let's let Mark and Georgia interrupt my proceedings here. Mark and Georgia, you're on with Mike. What's on your mind, partner?
Well, I just tuned in about 3 minutes before I called, and I basically just heard you talking about the FTX and all the other stuff, all that money going to Ukraine. I just had a conversation with another listener this morning, and this is basically spawned off of the John Moore show.
So okay.
All this money that's going to Ukraine, supposedly, I don't think it's going to be palletized $100 bills, these billions and millions and billions of dollars.
So no, you're right.
So here's the thing. I mean, is it all in cryptocurrency that was set up? Was it basically just like a bunch of zeros after some kind of computer program that they're just going to charge the taxes for? But the point
go ahead. I was going to say, I don't know for certain. I can only speculate. But through their shell game that they play, I would say that it is earmarked possibly, yes, in zeros and one digits, partially. Another part goes to contractors to rebuild, to ship some weapons over to Ukraine, a lot money to contractors, you know, like Lockheed Martin and Boeing and so forth,
to rebuild
yes, what we already have.
And here's the thing, the rebuilding process. That's interesting because part of the conversation that me and this listener had, he had told me, and I had heard of, and we had had this conversation about a month ago. About a month ago, there were, I guess, like these prominent rabbis or something like that that were talking about moving or making a new Jerusalem in Ukraine. Did you hear about that?
Yes, absolutely. I hear about it, but I have done a bit of research into that. Let me interject here. I've done a bit of research into that, and it looks as if, on the surface, okay, it looks as if this is all part of another strategic game to indeed enlarge, if you will, or to, to maintain or to create an exodus for many of the Ashkenazi persuasion, because the territory of Ukraine, absolutely, it used to be called Khazaria. That's what it was back in, 800, 900 AD? Okay, so that's where they originally came from. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have no idea about that part that you just said, but this is my line of thought. Okay, so supposedly, I don't know the Bible that much, because I'm not really a big Bible thumper. I don't really consider myself like a holy rolling Christian and this and that. I consider myself a spiritualist that does see Bible prophecy and this and that. But supposedly, doesn't like Russia invade or something like that, or is it alluded to? The point is, okay, so I got some people saying, oh no, the Jerusalem is established, it's in Israel, it's never going to move. Well, hello, there's a place called New York. It was named after Old York, which was in England. So they could create, it doesn't have to be Jerusalem. It could be New Jerusalem proclaimed in a new place. And one of the comments that John Moore said, he's like, and he's been saying it for a while, he's like, you know, hey, I don't think Israel's going to exist in a couple of years because of all the shots that have been given to the people. Now, we don't know what was in those shots, but if they are really deadly shots that all those people took, then there will be a mass exodus to somewhere else. Now, some people are saying, go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, if we want to know what's in the shots, it's very easy to find out, because every shot has a batch number on it, and all you have to do is go into howbadismybatch.com, and you can look up, if you've been vaccinated, you can look up what batch you had and what the side effects and the deaths that were caused by it. Okay.
Well,
so
they could have just taken a saline shot and we would never
that's
even
true.
Know.
That's true. That's true. And I would also presume that, you know, Justin Trudeau and Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden, that's probably what they did, is they took saline shots just to convince the normies, you know, the mind numbed masses, that indeed they're not going to tell you to do anything that they're not already doing. Well, yeah, they're already doing it, but they're not injecting the same thing into them as they are into, you know, the normies. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like Mitch McConnell and all these other people that are supposedly Republicans and this and that, look, they got no problem screwing us over, because here's the thing. If they create a new Jerusalem, if you prescribe, and I don't know how much legitimate, you know, stance this claim is or the theory is, that violent earth changes and the coastlines are going to change, Israel's right on the water. And it might flood, and the Vatican's already packing up their stuff, trying to find a new location. So, are all these senators and congressmen and all these people that are in the government that are so corrupt, are they taking all this payoff money or whatever and establishing a place to rebuild and move, and they're just going to basically fly out of here at the last moment and leave us hanging with the bag as social collapse, as the floodwaters rise? And you know, and here's the thing, because there's so many like mistranslations of the Bible, oh no, this new Jerusalem that's talked about in the Bible, it says a new Jerusalem coming from the heavens. Well, here's the thing, is it a mistranslation saying like, look, we might have a giant asteroid or meteor that's going to hit from the heavens and they have to create a new Jerusalem from that catastrophe? So like all of this stuff could play together, but trying to get some Christians to think outside the box and be like, look, it doesn't have to be from the hand of God. It could be prophecy that mankind is going to fulfill just because John of Patmos, he saw visions of the future. And so some people are like, oh, no, that's replacement theology and blah, blah, blah. I say it's just location replacement, and it's going to be, that would be the way all this stuff does get possibly fulfilled. And I just wanted to let the listeners and maybe yourself chew on that. And that's all I got. Thanks.
All right. Well, I appreciate the input. It's all speculation at this point. And by the way, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't sit here like the Wizard of Oz and say, yeah, this is going to happen and that's going to happen, because, you know, I'm not a Bible scholar. All it is is they're parables, they're stories that are put forth by many of the prophets and Jesus Christ himself and so forth. But it's a matter of dissemination. So with that said, thanks for the call, Mark. I'll get back to this here. For anybody that is still scratching their heads in wonderment over this, what I've just reported should confirm both sides of the aisle, with few exceptions, are in on the game. So this, at this point, is where we get into what is called regulatory capture. Now, all of this, what I've just shared with you, has the earmarks of a financial false flag, a cover, an excuse for the globalist financial controllers to use this event as the catalyst to eliminate any competition on their way to their own digital currency, as was outlined in the Biden executive order back in March of this year, which included carte blanche for Big Pharma to reduce the world population and use us as guinea pigs, by the way. When they created the plandemic as their excuse to roll out the poison jab, it's the same playbook, folks. So Fried has all these ties between his parents, between the regulatory body, between the SEC, between the WEF, with Ukraine. And in the end, what's really going on here? Well, then Terra Luna, Three Areas Capital, Voyager, and Celsius, when they all went down, it was Fried who stepped up to bail out the whole crypto industry. Now, since he was the new savior, he went to Washington to lobby for new crypto regulations. He had backed a bill to regulate digital assets and got support from several senators on a bill that would allow him to, if you will, capture the industry by building a legislative safeguard against any future crypto competition. And he was lobbying the CFTC for more oversight, and he wanted pretty much to make the rules. He spent enormous amounts of money lobbying and bribing both lawmakers and the CTFC to expand their oversight to eliminate competition while benefiting FTC and himself. So it's looking more and more like the financial Ponzi scheme, the originators actually, they actually work in the government. And we are made to think that regulations are there to protect the public. However, as we've seen, multitudes of gullible people throughout the world are taken in by these fraudsters with billions lost before there's ever any government intervention. Now, I'll give you an example. Bernie Madoff ran a $64 billion Ponzi scheme and was the largest fraudster in history. But did you know that Madoff was simultaneously chairman of the largest securities regulator in the United States? And he also sat on the advisory committees at the SEC. Harry Markopoulos, who was a forensic accountant and a securities expert, he had sent a 17-page whistleblower report detailing Bernie Madoff's fraud, including specific false trades. And guess what? He was ignored by the SEC. And very few people know that Bernie Madoff's son-in-law worked at the SEC, and his brother was his compliance officer. Now, do you see a pattern here, folks? Sam Bankman-Fried and his ditzy girlfriend and the fathers and Gary Gensler and lobbying money going to the CTFC, etc. So Fried's lobbying and backslapping with all the government players to capture the crypto industry now backfire, and the very regulations he was suggesting to protect his enterprise are likely going to be used to regulate and phase in digital currency? Now, before I pose the next question to you, let me remind you. To justify their frauds, they always need an excuse to feed the normies, the public. 9/11 didn't just happen. It was premeditated and planned years before it was carried out. The excuse to overthrow of Saddam Hussein was propagated since 9/11 to justify the 2003 Iraqi invasion. Oh, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Get him over there before we see a mushroom cloud over here. The ousting of Muammar Gaddafi and his completely unjustified murder had been premeditated for years, planned out and executed to prevent Gaddafi's plan for the gold dinar to challenge dollar hegemony. And the excuse, Gaddafi is killing his own people. That was their excuse. Now, I can cite many more examples, but you get the idea. And with that in mind, I pose this question. Was FTX another in a long line of false flags? Did the world financial controllers build FTX? Did they both allow and promote FTX through mainstream publication-controlled media to manifest trust in FTX? Remember, Howdy, SBF, when asked, he repeated over time. He would never disclose exactly where the money came from, just like Jeffrey Epstein wouldn't. Do they use it in tandem with political financial allocations of, well, so far over $70 billion, soon to be $100 billion, going to Ukraine, and Zelensky under the guise of weapons purchases and humanitarian aid? Now, remember, Zelensky announced back on March the 14th that Kiev had launched a dedicated webpage for cryptocurrency donations, and it was dubbed Aid for Ukraine, and that FTX had pledged to convert crypto contributions to Ukraine's war effort into fiat for deposit at a national bank in Kiev. And then the Ukrainian government mysteriously disappeared online records of its fundraising arrangement with the FTX crypto scam just a mere days before this scandal erupted. And the initiative claims to have raised $60 million for Ukraine. But the question is, where did the money go? Did the power brokers use this to provide money back to Ukraine and back to the Democratic Party, with the end game being to ultimately use FTX's demise as an excuse used to implement regulatory control over the entire crypto industry? And that kind of ties right in with the March 22nd Biden executive order, does it not? And if so, it all leads to complete control of the crypto market and dovetails with their plans for a complete digital currency. So, if we rise out of the forest and look at the trees, two of those trees were SBF, i.e. Howdy, and Carolyn Ellison, his sister, Doody. Howdy and Doody, two admitted amphetamine users with their strings being pulled by Buffalo Bob, i.e. the financial controllers. Premeditated, well-planned and constructed, being set up and launched just 13 days after Biden announced his candidacy, all contrived for the end result. Laundering money to the Democratic Party, ongoing laundering, by the way, because, again, Biden's just proposing another $30 billion, I believe, to go over there. Ripping off wealthy investors, another article posted on the RBN website, you can read it in its entirety, to take down and complete the complete control of cryptocurrencies. And the end game? Use it to justify an eventual shift to digital currency. That's the excuse. Even on November 12th, just what is that, 10 days ago, Janet Yellen came out and said crypto must be regulated after the FTX collapsed. Again, the excuse. Now, there's a line in the daily RBN message that I wrote back in 2017, which plays every day, and it says, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world unto submission. And I end with this question. Is it just one more piece of a nearly completed puzzle to bring us all into submission? That's the question, folks. Do you have any answers? I mean, a summation of this, tens of billions of U.S. dollars have been funneled to Ukraine. And the money, at least part of it, maybe even most of it, has been laundered through FTX. And the laundered money, now in the form of FTX cryptocurrency, was funneled back to Democrats and the Bidens. And all of that money is now gone, and FTX is bankrupt, and their records are mysteriously disappearing. I see. FTX gave at least $40 million to Democrats in advance of the 2020 midterms. FTX funded congressional campaigns for members overseeing the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. FTX's ex-CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, aggressively lobbied the CFTC. And FTX is currently under investigation by the CFTC and the Securities and Exchange Commission. How far do you think that's going to go when Ellison is connected and he's the head of the SEC? I mean, folks, I don't foresee Bankman-Fried going to prison over this. He's too well connected. The investigation was opened after Sammy Boy allegedly moved $10 billion in client assets at FTX to his trading firm, Alameda Research, you know, with Doody, his girlfriend, overseeing that. That doesn't use much math when she makes a trade by her own lips. Yes, a liquidity crisis at FTX caused the company to file for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
I see. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. More to come. Stick around.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
National Intel Report, Michael Herzog, your host. Yeah, in summation with this, I mean, all of the connections here. FTX is directly involved with and related to Ukraine. And back in March, even the Washington Post reported that Ukraine was dealing in cryptocurrency. The Ukrainian government, with Zelensky, gathered more than $42 million in cryptocurrency donations. And approximately a week after Ukraine gathered the cryptocurrency donation, FTX engaged with Ukraine. And respective to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, FTX slash Sam Bankman-Fried formulated a cryptocurrency donation project with Ukraine. Bankman-Fried announced that FTX would support the Ukrainian Ministry of Finance and other communities in collecting cryptocurrency donations for the nations. And the Ukrainian government has received over $60 million in cryptocurrency donations globally. Bankman-Fried cited humanitarian aid and access to global financial infrastructure as the causes. Isn't that heartwarming? He also indicated that cryptocurrency exchanges should enforce sanctions announced by the government. He also was the number two donor, as I mentioned earlier, to the Democratic Party, only second to George Soros. And the money laundering circle was Democrats' vote to send funds to Ukraine. Ukraine invests in FTX, and FTX cryptocurrency was funneled back to the same Democrats. I see. Now, I heard a little snippet off topic for a moment. You know, when you reach the age of 65, when you go to get your driver's license renewed, at least here in Arizona, they only renew it for 5 years. Before that, it's like, I don't know, 30 years or something like that, because before you're 65, they don't even care. I guess after you've turned 65, they want to take a closer look at you for whatever reason. Not that you're anything to look at that age. But that being said, I was listening to Roger Sales the other day, and they were talking about, some of these callers were calling in talking about a star that was put on their driver's license when they got it renewed. And I remember it was it conformed with the Federal ID Act. And I remember when I went to get my driver's license, they made the offer to me to get the federal ID as opposed to the just regular state driver's license. And I opted out. I said, no, I don't want a federal ID. Well, if you don't get a federal ID, you can't go into a government building. And I said, well, I don't want to go into a government. There's no reason for me to go into a government building. It's the last thing I want to do is go into a government building. You know, I theorize that if I should ever go to court in a government building, I'll use that as an excuse not to go. But anyway, they had mentioned that it somehow was going to tie in with this mandatory, I guess it was a unanimous worldwide vote at the G20 summit last week regarding all of these countries being in consensus that you can't enter their country unless you've been vaccinated, which basically is nothing more than it's kind of a mind form of prison. You can't leave. Can't leave this country, folks, unless you're vaccinated, because you can't go anywhere. Anyway, when we get back, I want to touch a little bit more. I'm going to open the phone lines 512-248-8252, but I want to touch a little bit more on the effects that this has had on some of these people that are crying in the biotech industry about the vaccines when FTX went down. So second hour coming up, be back at 2. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA.
We must take America back. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.